The views and opinions of the hosts and guests of this program are of their own and not a reflection of Milwaukee Black Media or 101.7 The Truth. Good afternoon, Milwaukee. You're tuned in to the Lunch Break on 101.7 The Truth, where everything is an option on the menu.
And one thing about me, I'm a tough cookie, but I know what I can't do. And I'm not suffering, all right? I fought my whole life. I'm all right.
Excuse me, Cletus. Papa, who this man?
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, I'm not paying $1,000 to sleep on somebody's couch.
Grab your lunch, hit send on that email, and get ready for the best hour of your day.
My way of thinking is that the parents do all they can, but once the kids leave out that door, whatever have you, they make their own decisions. I don't care if you're 9 or 99, it's still your decision about the situations that you get involved yourself in.
We talking about taxpaying citizens. Look into their taxes. Look into this. We talking about elected officials doing backdoor deals, and somehow she still want to blame immigrants. That's what we talking about right now. We following the money, and you still want to blame Black people and immigrants and welfare and all of these things for policies and backdoor deals that put poor people in worse position.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall.
Like you said, they want to pad their pockets, but they need a reason to push things through. And I guess the low-hanging fruit is, okay, well, this is a problem, right? Y'all want to fix the problem, and they just hope nobody looks into it like, wait, when did food trucks become an issue?
Here are your hosts, Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon.
What up, y'all? What up? What up? What up? What up? Yes, 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 yes. You are live, y'all. You are live on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and my homegirl, maybe Shannon. We got a packed, I'd like to say semi-intense show today, man. I feel away, damn it. I feel away. I feel away, Shannon. And we're going to be talking about a few things today, man. I was tuning in to, you know, first of all, Shannon, how you feeling? How you feeling? Tell me how you feeling, Shannon. Yeah, I told you I was fired up.
He was ready to go. Look, let me at him.
No. Wise guy.
No, I'm feeling all right, man. It's a wonderful sunny day. The birds are chirping. Things are going great, man. You know, it's a good day. But before we get into that, make sure you guys head over to YouTube. Join the chat, all right? We have 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can watch us live and join the chat. You can also give us a call. If you want to join our conversation, call us at 833-212-1017, okay? But yeah, also, one more thing, and another thing. Go to Facebook and follow our page. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe, join the conversation over there too. We're on the Lunch Break on Facebook. But anywho, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, Shannon. I saw you was kind of fired up about the other day. You were fired up that you guys went to the Jay-Z concert and you didn't get the features. Have you been seeing that Rihanna footage?
Yeah, I was fired up about that too. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that she came out.
Yeah, but have you been seeing people say she was giving karaoke? So y'all ain't missed much.
I'd have took it.
Like, I love me some RiRi.
I'd have took it.
Look.
Come on.
Look, I wanted it.
I want to see the Bijan princess live. All right? That's what I wanted, Shannon. I wanted to see it live. They had the baby out there, everything. ASAP holding
everybody.
We don't get me see Shannon. Nah, I was going.
I thought I was making
feel like
it
I
better.
Just got I just pissed off worse. Even more.
I was like, you know, she wasn't even for real. She was just hanging out. That make it worse because it's fun. Like, dang, she was having a good time. The baby was there.
Man,
like
right.
Family reunion vibe.
And they was out in the line too. That was crazy. I felt like I saw clips of them out in the line while they was trying to settle the situations that was going on.
Yeah,
but we got an interesting one today, Shannon. Today, few topics we'll be talking about. Slow down, Milwaukee, man. We're gonna get into the hit and runs that's been happening in the city. It's been super, super unfortunate and sad. Now, we got a timeline problem, Shannon. I feel a way. And my question is, can you trust Sarah Rodriguez? Can she be trusted? I feel a way about it. We going to talk about that. And then my question is, in this whole governor's race, where is the black agenda? Where's the black agenda? Everybody want our vote. Everybody talking about be strategic. What's the strategy? Where's the agenda? I know somebody who did have an agenda for black people. But we'll get into it. And also, I was listening to my colleague Sherwin's show earlier today, and it was a very, very interesting show. And he has a thought, interesting thought. He was talking about this underground story of potentially Joel Brennan being the underdog story in this. And I don't know if I agree with that, Sherwin. I'm sorry. You might be a dog. Underdog, I don't know. Might be a dog. Underdog, I don't know. You can take dog however you want. Like, some people say you got to have that dog in you. And some people say, you know. But I'm on.
Underdog.
It was an interesting position that Sherwin had on it. But to me, I got a real underdog story. Story, and I'm going to get into that as well, Shannon. But, yeah, I just wanted to give people a rundown today. Shouts out to the chat. Once again, don't forget the number to call is 833-212-1017. The number is 833-212-1017. If you would like to call in, if you would like to send a text, you could text that line as well, because we do get the text messages and we read them online as well. Shannon.
Man.
You ready?
What's up, Ray? We ready. What's up?
So we got to jump.
No, I'm just
saying. Cue the music, Zach. we've been having a crisis, right? With have you been seeing all the hit and runs that have been going on?
Dude, literally all, like, I feel like last night and this morning specifically, I've had to see like 4 people got ran over. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. What bothers me the most about, like, the hit and runs is, like, y'all are speeding in Milwaukee. Like, it's not big at all. You can literally go from Africa to Mexico in 10 minutes. Like, and that's driving the normal speed limit. Y'all don't even have to speed to get across the whole city of Milwaukee, bro. Like, y'all doing these, like, excessive speeds, like, running people over, killing people. For what? To save 2 minutes to get where? These people driving like that are not the people that got anything to do or anything to lose. You ain't got nowhere to be. Just cruise, enjoy the weather. Why y'all being hot? Why you drawing all this attention to you running people over, ruining people's lives? People got places to be.
Families to see.
Jesus, and it's crazy because I feel like we don't talk enough about the long-lasting effects, right? Because people be like, yeah, you know, I got in this car accident. It's so many people I know that genuinely, like, have traumatic brain injuries, like limbs missing and messed up and all types of stuff going on because it had been hit by somebody. Like, this is outrageous. Like, y'all are literally, like, destroying our community for what?
Man, rushing nowhere. And it's not like
getting nowhere fast.
And then it sometimes, Shannon, it just be rushing to another red light. That be the crazy
literally
part. Rushing to another red light. Then you see them 2 lights up, like, bro, you did all, just keep going, fool. Fish eyed fool.
They mad at you like you done did it. Look, fish eyed fool.
Come on,
biscuit
man.
Biscuit eating bulldog.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, hey, shouts out to the chat. Collectors Rain says, sup, Ray, and gosh dang, Shannon. It's like Shannon don't even get good mornings anymore. She just get it admirations. Collectors Rain also said, yes, William Rousey, known as Winky, who was killed on 12th and Atkinson, is his grandmother's brother. R.I.P. Winky. We're sorry for your loss, Collectors Rain. It's a sad situation. Go ahead, Shannon.
No, I was literally just going to bring that up because that's one of those people, like, that you see in the community, right? I don't know if he was unhomed or not, but he was one of those people that, like, since I was little, like, you hear stories about him or you see him in the community, and like, mm-hmm. it's just like, we gotta be better. Like, we have to be better. Like, there's kids crossing the street. There's people out here that are cared for and loved, that have family members that, like, just getting run over trying to cross a street. Like, bro, this, like, it should not be this normal. Like, every day you seeing at least 10 people that got hit, ran over.
Insane.
Come on now.
Insane. So just a few of the cases. This is just within the last, let's call it 8 days, I'll say, Shannon. Sunday night. Right. Sunday night, Titonia in Vienna, around 11:12 p.m., a black SUV moving at high speed struck two pedestrians crossing the street and fled. Both died at the scene. Medical examiner identified them as Amy Austin and May Daber. I cannot pronounce her name. Excuse me for messing her name up. This is two families that lost somebody close to them. They were both 48 and 49 year olds. No arrest has made yet. So if you know something, if you know the vehicle they're looking for, 414-935-7360 is a tip line where you could anonymously give a tip, or they have the Crime Stoppers line, 414-224-TIPS. I think, like, we aren't even thinking about some of the reckless driving that people are doing. And then Tuesday morning, Shannon, 14th and North, 41-year-old Mambadou Bamba was struck by a dark sedan and killed. Police says it was intentional and are calling for a targeted homicide. 66-year-old man has been arrested in that case. His mother and daughter left balloons at the scene. Loved ones described him as a kind-hearted and friendly person. Last week, Shannon, on 22nd and National. So just, you know, it's not just a North Side thing. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. 22nd and National, 47-year-old Troy Lewek, a father and a new grandfather, was killed by two separate vehicles. That's crazy. Vehicles that both kept going. One arrest was made. The second driver, a red vehicle, is still out there. That's just in a week, Shannon.
Yeah. And then I'm telling you, like, I've seen multiple people make posts on Instagram and Facebook about being hit by a car, being injured because they're in a car accident. Like, what are we doing? And like I said, you got people that are on the streets, like people that are vulnerable, like our unhoused community, or like kids just like going about our day. We need to be looking out for these people in our communities because they're in danger. Like, literally sit on a bus stop is dangerous. They driving up on the sidewalks. They'd drive over a building if they could.
100%.
Jesus. Like, are y'all good?
So that it brings up another thought, right, Shannon, in my head. Like, and I am not above being wrong about some things, right? I'm humble enough to be wrong about some things. Cause I know one of our earlier shows we were talking about, you know, how irritating the bump outs were, right? Now, is this some bias in our community here? Because now we're seeing, you know, people get hit numerously, over and over again. But, you know, at first I was like, you know, what is the purpose of these bump outs? And am I wrong? Yeah. Is the community wrong about it? Do we need to rethink our position? Like, I could pull back and be like, okay, you know what? Maybe they're in the wrong places right now. Maybe they put them, and strategically they didn't deploy them in the proper spaces. So I don't know. That's a thought, Shannon. Do you think we might need to rethink our position on the bump out measures?
I do, because now that, like you said, it makes you think, like, is it annoying for the everyday driver that is actually a law-abiding citizen? Sure. Does it make your commute a little bit longer than what it normally would be? Yeah, but I guess it also forces people to slow down, and it forces people that are recklessly driving to pay attention to where they're going, because you hit, I tell you, hit that bump out at a high speed, you're gonna be the one flying. So I guess, you know, maybe the good people gotta take that L for the bad drivers to slow down a little bit, which is frustrating. We adults, dude, like, what are y'all doing? Like, there's no reason for it to be this many. Like, and it's crazy because my cousin had came up here a few years ago to Milwaukee, and she was just like, they were born and raised in Milwaukee, and like, they had been gone for a few years, and it was like, why is there so many car parts everywhere? Like, that's embarrassing, bro. Like, y'all are horrible. Like, I was like, well, I hate to tell you, like, it felt like, you know, like in the movies, like doomsday happened and somebody revisit the past. Like, right. She came back from Texas after a few years. Like, what happened here? Like,
right.
The cars in the trees, there's cars, parts everywhere. Doomsday happened. Like,
right.
And I'm like, listen, it's a different Milwaukee from when we were kids. I can tell you that much. Like,
it's a different Milwaukee. That is that's a word right there. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is the lunch break. On the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? What up, y'all? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, located live in downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall from the American Family Assurance Studios. Shannon.
Yo.
Man, so, you know, we talking about the community rethinking our position on the bump outs. You know, I know at first we was against it. We was like, oh, they ain't make no sense. Ain't need nobody driving in the bike lane, and we done messed up the streets. And, you know, sometimes we gotta slow down and look at what reality is. And like we're talking about right now, for those of you that are just joining us on your lunch break, we're talking about rethinking our position on the bump outs with the most recent hit and runs that have been occurring in the city that has been leading to lost their lives. And, you know, I'm of one that's like, maybe we need to rethink it. I could be wrong. Somebody in the chat said, rest in peace, Wink. He didn't bother anyone. And that's what everybody started saying. It's saying like he was a good dude, solid dude, didn't bother anybody. So, yeah, share the story.
It's like a staple in the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, we losing people that, like, people get used to seeing. People get used to having around, and it's just sad, you know?
Yeah, 100%. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. 833-212-1017 is the number to call. We got some other topics we're going to be getting into as well. But, Shannon, you know, we be digging, and we found a couple stats. You got some of them stats you want to share, or you want me to share?
No, I could share. Sure, I was just gonna get into some comments, because a few people made some comments on Facebook, but we can get into that.
Okay. Yeah, share the comments. Share the comments and then
just
whichever
a few,
you feel.
Comments on Facebook regarding the traffic. Somebody said, I'd be so over the traffic here. Someone else said, it's so crazy how fast they go just to go down the street. I'm moving out of here again ASAP. Somebody else said, I don't ride on streets that are too chaotic. I love my life. Accidents are nuts here now. Everybody is in a rush and drives way too fast. In a rush to go where? Look, like, that's why, like, when you really think about it, there is nowhere that you cannot get in less than, I say 15 minutes tops. Like, you can get anywhere and driving the speed limit.
Right. Milwaukee is not that big of a city to where we got to be rushing to where we going.
Man.
Hit us with some of them actual factuals, Shannon.
The, The actual factuals is 57% of pedestrian crashes in Milwaukee County are hit and run versus 25% national. That's more than double the national rate. So that's more than half of these accidents being hit and run. So y'all just hitting people and driving off.
That's crazy.
Goodness.
That's crazy.
And then traffic deaths.
Go ahead.
Man, look, we ain't done yet. Traffic deaths in Milwaukee County rose 113%. From 2002 to 2022, while they dropped statewide from 2018 through 2022, the county averaged 81 fatal crashes a year. That's half the city, right? No, let me stop. Speed. It says speed is the whole ball game. If you get hit at 20 miles per hour, roughly a 13% chance of dying. At 40 miles per hour, about 73%. Every 10 miles per hour over the limit is somebody's funeral, basically. So, man.
Yeah, man. And I got hit and ran twice. Both times
that will drive you nuts, man.
But straight up. Both times got hit from behind twice, and they ran. First time was on Center Street, and we was heading to the corridor on Center, and rear-ended me. I hear the screeching. I'm like, it's no way they just gonna run into me. Sure enough, they did. Man. Ran into the back of the car.
There's a way.
Smacked the whip. Damn near think they totaled it, if I'm not mistaken, or we ended up getting that one fixed. Other time, I was leaving the house. You know, my mother-in-law is disabled, so we had to go help her with something. It was late at night. I'm leaving the house, Shannon. I'm in my daughter's car now just because of how we parked in the driveway and whatnot. So I take her car. Just got her this car. I'm on wherever I'm going, right? And it's only me on the road, Shannon. It's only me on the road. And in the rear, I just see headlights. I'm talking about speeding. I'm like, all right. Like, it's like three lanes, right? So this person is, man, they're going to go around.
I'm going a different one. Look, please do. My God.
Shannon rammed me so hard. Pause. It just was insane. Insane. Totaled the car. Like, left. Didn't care if I was dead or nothing. Didn't care if I had a family or whatever. Ran and left me on the side of the road. I tried to follow him as much as I can. I tried to. But it just wasn't happening. Now, this person don't got no wheels, no nothing, none of this stuff no more. They still gone on the rim.
Crazy.
I had to wait all night.
Wait, they was on the rim driving away?
Come on, Shannon. And then the next morning, I'm going back to where it's at, and some lady was like, they went straight down there, and then they turned on that street. If you go, but I could see the rim creating the scratches in the road. So it's like, oh, I could follow this person exactly the way.
Followed
them straight to a Barada property the next morning.
Of course. You know what? No, I'm not going to start.
It was a journey. And they went far on this rim now. Went straight to a Barada property. Gave the police everything. Did the work for them. You think any arrest, any of that was made? No.
No.
They ain't do none of that. They ain't do none of that.
You know what? This is my thing, too. So, I was in two accidents, too. One of them, I wasn't even in the car. I just was parked in front of my parents' house. And, like, I woke up in the middle of the night, and somebody just parked under my car. Like, they said, you know, this is an open spot. Let me just get up under here nice and cozy. Like, they must have stolen this car and hit my car from the back, but it was a smaller car, so it was, like, under my car. Like, what are we doing, bro? That happened. And then, wow. Like, one time I was by that Checkers on 35th. Of course I was, right? This lady come out. She T-bones me, and she drives off. I'm like, oh no, we ain't doing that. So I followed her exactly to where she was going, which I'm older and more mature now, and I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't grow up. All right, I'm a better woman. But I was like genuinely pissed off. Like, that type of stuff will drive you nuts. Like, people work hard for what they have. Half the time, these people doing these hit and runs, they don't have insurance. They don't have nothing going on in life. They car is a 1849 clunker. You know what I'm saying? They don't care who they run over or Pinto. What they hit in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, they don't care. They don't care about themselves. They don't care about you. They just driving, okay? They might as well close their eyes and let it go. So I followed this girl to her house, and she was, like, my age. And, like, she already in the house, and I'm like, somebody hit my car. Like I said, bad idea. I wouldn't do that again because I was really in the hood, and I was by myself. Well, I wasn't by myself, if you know what I mean, but that's another story. Yeah, I was pissed off. I ended up getting her a license. What? I ended up getting her license. I got the license plates, and nothing came of it. They're like, "Oh, you can get a lawyer, and you can pay for this and do this." It would have cost me more money to try to hold this person accountable than the person would even pay out, because we know they ain't got nothing. What I'm gonna sue for?
Right.
That, you know what, I'm almost said something mean. What, right. I'm gonna sue for? You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nothing. The car that hit me, come on, man. Probably ain't got no job.
Right.
No goals. Credit already to down below. So what can I do to hurt this person? You know what I'm saying? Or get my money back or anything. And like you said, a lot of times the police won't do nothing. Call the police and everything. Man, nothing you can really do.
I did all the work for him, Shannon. All the work. Gave it to him. I got their license plate. Barada let me in the property. Not Barada himself. But, you know, I got into the property. They saw the car. Found out that the car wasn't even somebody that's supposed to live there. So the car got towed. But they ain't make no arrest. They ain't even call me to be like, hey, man, you know, we're at this part with the case. Like, we did everything for you, and you couldn't even care to follow up. But, you know, that's the climate that we're living in, y'all. Don't go anywhere, y'all. This is Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. When we come back, we will be getting into, can we trust Sarah Rodriguez and the other topics, the Black agenda, and the true underdog story in this governor's race, in my opinion. Don't go anywhere. This is a Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon.
Don't go anywhere.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know you love working weekends.
Que pasó, que pasó, que pasó? Welcome back.
Wepa!
Wepa! Welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is a Lunch Break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. Shannon, how you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling all right. Got me over here thinking what they need. That, look, you know what? I was going to start talking stuff again.
Say,
I'm doing great, man. Make sure y'all join that chat. Make sure y'all call us. Listen, because they over here, they want to, we going to have harder laws for people that, you know, like that go on high-speed chases and people that already committed a crime. Why don't y'all have higher laws for people that do the small things like hit and run? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Because like you said, even in my case, I did the work. In your case, you did the work. Mm-hmm. And well, you could do this and do that. No, go drag them out of Barada properties and put them away. Give them life.
Man, straight life. Must be life. That one, you ain't get that one? You ain't know that song? All good.
I do know that song. Oh, okay. Great. Look.
I thought my age was showing. But,
nah.
Man, you had a politician story before we pivot, didn't you? Shed it. You was telling me about something.
Are we talking about reckless drivers?
Reckless politicians and reckless drivers.
Man, this story wrote itself. Look, seamlessly. What's his name? Joe Lombardo. Have y'all seen on it's actually like basically all over the U.S. now, because he was one of those people. I think he's a governor here in Nevada that ran on law and order. Like, he used to be a sheriff, and he was hard on, you know, hard on people, tough on crime lawyer. He got pulled over for recklessly driving on the strip with his, you know what I'm gonna say, with his wife, with his lovely wife. And he said, "I'm Joe Lombardo." He was like, "I'm fully aware, sir. You ran a come on." And then that was it. And so I'm gonna try that next time. That's what they look.
He didn't face no consequences.
None. The officer gave up and walked away. He said, "Oh, okay, bye." Like, that's it. So next time y'all get pulled over, just say your name.
And
until just, the person get the hint.
Yeah, that's gonna be the next viral challenge. When you get pulled over, just be, I'm Ray Nitty Lombardo.
Like, yeah, all right. Yeah. We ain't got the protection for the complexion for protection. The next clip gonna be.
What do you mean my campaign numbers isn't? I'm Sarah Lombardo.
I'm Jenna Lombardo. What do you mean?
What do you mean,
Mike? Come on.
Taillight is out.
That's all you got to do. Say your name and say, "Oh, come on," and you good to go.
I am Ray Nitty Lombardo.
Somebody that's tough on crime, you would think he'd be like, "You know what? I did do what I did. Let's do the process.
I need you to be lenient with me on this one." Well, man, speaking of reckless driving, that was a great segue, Shannon. I don't even think they realized how much of a bar that was, actually. From reckless driving to reckless politicians, you know, we asked the question, can they be trusted? And I feel a way, Shannon. I feel a way, right? We got this huge governor race, right? Huge governor race going on in a battleground state. In Wisconsin, we have nobody's perfect, right? Nobody is perfect at all. But what people are is intentional about what they do share. And yeah. I feel my question is, this is my question. Can we trust Sarah Rodriguez right now? My opinion. And here's my reason why, right? We talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Campaign finance reports for all candidates are due to the state by 11:59 tonight. This is ironic, though, that all of this is coming out before all of this stuff is due tonight. So whether the campaigns have been claiming, the receipts would have, you know, the numbers would have showed today. So it's funny that on Tuesday, 7/7, Rodriguez announced a $1 million ad buy that was supposed to hit TV, and it doesn't. Then she says she grew concerned, right? The ad didn't run. You feel me? Wednesday, 7/8, her media team tells her an invoice was never paid. She confronts campaign manager Kara Spencer and gets her words. Excuses that did not make sense. This is her word. She got excuses that did not make sense. So 7/7, you about to drop a million ads, TV ads. You feel me? They supposed to run. 7/8, the next day, media team. This is fresh after our country's great birthday. This fresh off the weekend of our birthday. This is how America is acting in Wisconsin. Her media team tells her an invoice was never paid. She confronts the campaign manager and gets excuses that did not make sense. 7/9, Thursday. As a matter of fact, my bad. I want to say 7/8 is actually when Crowley dropped out of the race as well, if I'm not mistaken. Thursday morning, 7/9, she stands beside David Crowley as he drops out and endorses her. This is probably the biggest moment of her campaign. Probably the biggest endorsement of her campaign, because the black man, who is actually the only person in the race that is actually doing the work and have the resume of running government at a large scale, You feel what I'm saying? He's dropping out the race and endorsing you in the largest county in the state. That's a huge deal. That's a huge deal, Shannon. Am I tripping? Am I tripping, Zach?
Man.
Okay.
That's big.
I'm just saying, right? So he announces on the 8th he's not running. He's falling out the race. We got somebody in the chat. Somebody says they have a question for the chat. How do you feel about the street lighting in Milwaukee? Okay, we'll get to that. That's actually a good question. We'll get to that, though, right after this. Let's shine a street light on these finance campaigns. So she says, when she's standing there right in front, let David Crowley endorse her the next morning. She stands beside Crowley as he drops out the race. This is the biggest moment of her campaign. Later that day, Thursday afternoon. This is in the afternoon now, right around the lunch break. On lunch, Shannon. She says,
well, we trying to enjoy our lunch.
You know what I'm saying? Can't even have our whatever we eating. We won't even go there. She discovers that the cash on hand is hundreds of thousands less than what was reported. That's crazy. That's crazy. Sunday, 7/12 at 9:30 p.m. Spencer, she got fired. Monday press conference, about 200,000 on hand. About 200,000. So that means she don't got 200K. She got about it. I mean, it's one something. I'm going to say roughly around 175. You know, we like to pad the dots. You know what I'm saying? On-hand donations double counted, expenses underreported. Wisconsin Politics Review suggests donations may have been overstated by at least $137,500. Kicker is she asked directly whether she owed. Somebody asked. My bad. Let me slow down. I'm slowing down, Shannon. She was asked directly whether she owed Crowley an apology, since his endorsement may have been based on an inflated picture of her campaign. She did not directly answer that question.
I bet she didn't. She's trying to figure out where the money resides right now.
Not like, so how much time we got before a break? So my thoughts around this, right, Shannon? You knew about this. You knew about it.
Yeah.
And you still let that black man stick his neck out there for you. I can't trust that. I can't trust that. Yeah. That you will let a brother hang. You will leave a brother hanging, literally. And I'm supposed to believe that you're going to put forth a black agenda when you get elected in office? No. You've showed numerous times, in my opinion, that you just be having some weird steps. You take some weird steps.
So go
ahead, Shannon.
My question to you would be, is there a world that he knew, that she knew, or did he give this endorsement under the impression that all was well over there? You know what I mean? Like, is there a world where she pulled him to the side, like, hey, this is going on the back end. If you're going to endorse me, I want you to know this.
Yeah, I'm almost sure.
I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes the devil just need to be the devil that they are. And sometimes so the devil just need to be the devils that they are.
In the back of her head, she knew what was going on.
She knew it.
And let him get out there and be like, hey, all is well here. And then the very next day.
Not the next day, Shannon. Later that afternoon on lunch. You can't be trusted. You'll leave a brother out to hang. Yes. And you'll let him walk into that knowing now he look crazy.
Yeah.
It's so many different things. Like, it's so many things we could talk about, Shannon. And we're going to get into it. But her own account, she knew ads weren't airing Tuesday and got nonsense answers on Wednesday and still stood on stage Thursday morning collecting his endorsement without a word of caution. You could have been like, hey, yo, slow down.
Yeah.
we working out some things right here. We just discovered some, you know, campaign irregularities, and it might not be wise for you to just jump out here and put your name behind me right now. But no.
Yeah.
What they do is self-preserve, think about themselves, don't think about what it looks like on our side, and they do what they need to do to get what they need to get out of us and leave us to hang.
Yeah, just let that man back the wrong horse. Doo-doo-doo. No, that's rude. But
don't go
yeah.
anywhere, y'all. Shannon.
What?
Take us to break, Shannon.
Thank you guys for chilling with us on your lunch break at 101.7 The Truth, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. It's so amazing. Hey. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Don't live back. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Ha, yeah, yeah. Party on the low end. What it do, what it do? Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is the lunch break with Ray Nitti and Maybe Shannon. Yeah, we extended now, if you didn't notice. You did, if you didn't notice. We have somebody in the chat said, can David take back his endorsement? That's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know if he can. I know he probably can't just get back in the race.
I was gonna ask that too. Can he say, you know what? Never mind. I'm back.
Yeah, I don't think he could do that, but his name still would be on the ballot. And that's we'll be talking about that later in the show, but I will still be casting my vote for David Crowley. Because I think that's the true underdog story. And we'll get into why I do think that is. But right now, we still on Sarah. Rodriguez, my bad, because I don't ever want to disrespect somebody's proper pronouncing of their name. Sarah Rodriguez. Thank you, Zach, for correcting me on that as well. So, Shannon.
You.
Here's what stings, right? Here's something that stings about this to me, and that's why I commend Dog for Crowley for even, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I wouldn't have been able to endorse her. So this is what stings for me, right? When Milwaukee County's health insurance benefits lapsed in February, Rodriguez called Crowley's situation, quote unquote, now, hear me out, a breakdown in leadership, and said she'd never heard of such a thing. 5 months later, her own shop couldn't tell her how much money she had in it. So is it a breakdown in leadership? Bruh.
You know what?
It's like we like watching a movie. Like, what is going on? The house is on fire and ain't nobody paying attention to the BS that's going on in front of us. And then people want to talk to me about strategy. Like, no, I'm still voting for David Crowley. That's my strategy. I'm done playing games with politicians that don't take our vote serious. And everybody want to say, like, I have nothing against Francesca. Nothing against her. She says some things that I like. She says some things I don't like. But what she hasn't said is a plan for the Black agenda. It's not on her website. It's not anywhere. And when I ask people for it, the excuse that I get is, well, her district is 77% white, so what can she really do? And even when I asked that to somebody else today on Facebook that was saying the same things, like, oh, that's just not strategic. We have to, okay, like, cool. I could get behind whatever Mortrium and data center. Like, I ain't saying I disagree with any of that. But I'm saying you don't got a real plan for us. And when I ask about it, it's just swept under the rug. Like, you give somebody a pass because they don't have an actual written out plan for us. And then the next person that said it today, they said their response was 77% of all Wisconsin is white. So they doubled down, and these is Black people.
That's wild.
But I'm supposed to be strategic.
Like, we don't even get thoughts and prayers. Look.
Like, come on. I'm like, okay.
Get thoughts and prayers?
Tell me where we can see this or anything. And that's why I always say, voting in local politics is way more, it impacts us more than anything else. Because we don't use our power, we don't use our voice, and then you got people trying to talk to you about polling, and, oh, this person is polling this, this person is polling that. And what do their resume look like? It look like trash.
Man.
I'm just saying, Shannon. You took the time to smear me as soon as something happened about last, something that wasn't even in my control.
Exactly.
And respectfully, he made sure that the person was removed right away, the same day. Now she tearing her campaign manager person down. And so you can't be trusted, folks. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't trust you. So don't tell me to be strategic when you ain't, nobody is presenting me no strategic plan.
And this is within her own campaign. Like, you only dealing with a few people when it's coming to like a campaign. He dealing with so many other people. So what was he supposed to do in that position? But, you know, dealing with a smaller amount, and you couldn't even manage that. So it's questionable.
So here's the pattern critics are criticizing, right, Shannon? The Evers heads up claim that the budget behind the curtain comment, the Evers heads up, she was like, Governor Evers gave her a heads up on where she could, you know, he wasn't running, so she could run for governor and so forth. That was false. So imagine, this is somebody who's a sitting lieutenant governor. Governor Evers is saying, I ain't running for this no more. But while he's in the middle of saying that, you standing on stage and your ad already running that, hi, I am, and I'm running for governor. Like, let the body get cold first.
Yeah.
So it's like she just had a bunch of strange moves, man, that I can't blindly support. I'm sorry, Cher. I can't blindly support it. I can't look at somebody who looked at something where, in one case, it's okay to jump all over the black man and say that's a breakdown in leadership. But when you do it, it is your thing that you're saying is, well, that should show that I'm a leader that's willing to step in right away. And why you ain't say that when it was for Crowley?
Right.
Why you could think of that now, but you couldn't think of that when it was in the black man's favor? You didn't get him grace, right? But you want grace. And I'm going to tell you what's even worse about this. Crowley raised the most money out of everybody. He was the most qualified, the most policies. He, like, come on, man. What you got, Shannon, before I blow a gasket?
No, I'm just saying that's normally the story. Even when we more qualified, even when we raise the most, we still somehow get overlooked. And that's the sad part.
Man. The question is, if you endorse somebody on Thursday morning, and found out Thursday afternoon that they already suspected on Wednesday of some irregularities, how would you feel? Are you forgivable, or is it disqualifying, or is it just politics as usual? What you doing, Shannon? Man. I think I know what Shannon doing with that program over there, but I still would like to hear it.
I'd be mad. I would blow a gasket.
Straight up.
That's insane. So I want to hear what he has to say about that, though. I would love to hear his thoughts and opinions about that. It seemed like he's the type to take the high road.
Oh yeah, 100%. He's gonna take 100%.
I like to take things to hell, you know. But you know,
shout out to Funky Dineva. Funky be like, when they go low, we drag them to hell. Straight up.
Hello.
Take us to break, Shannon.
Well, thank you for rocking with us at the lunch break. We're going to be back after these messages. Make sure you guys call in, leave a message in the chat. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.